I am. Yes, I am. Adamas of the Crimson Council. And Caldra, and all of Chambra who are gathered here, Chambra who are listening in, and Chambra who are yet to come. Never say never. My position in the Crimson Council is that of organizer and manifester. I have the responsibility for providing a convergence of energies, energies that are used on our side of the veil and in the human side. And today, Wishambra is a day of convergence. If you look at the astrology and the numerology of the day, you'll understand why it was chosen to be here at this time. You'll understand why, whereas you originally planned your conference to be by the great beautiful lake of Tahoe, that was not possible for all of the convergence of energies, including the schools and the classes that you've had in this very location in the past, have made it necessary to be back here again today. I'm responsible for providing an organization of energies, because in a sense you could say energies are in a state of potential, and sometimes what you would call a state of chaos. You call it chaos only because you do not see the potentials that lie in every morsel of energy that surrounds you, that is inside of you, and that it is in the other dimensions. As angelic beings, and as a member of the Crimson Council, I help to provide that organization through convergence of energies. And that is exactly what we are going to do today. Today is a day of convergence and initiation, and we are going to have an initiation that culminates eras, hundreds and thousands of years of work on your part, culminates 7 years of very intense work together as Chambra and as the Crimson Circle. I, Adama St. Germain, have been responsible for setting up many, many organizations and orders on Earth before, including the Knights Templar, the Masons, the legendary but very real Knights of the Round Table, and my favorite, the Illuminati. And although the Illuminati has gotten a bad name because of influences from those who did not like what we were teaching, teaching the meld of science and spirituality, teaching the truth, the Illuminati has always been one that is near and dear to my heart up until this moment. Chambra, you have many, many pieces that are in support of what you are doing. From our side of the veil, there is the Crimson Council. It is a special order. It is not directly part of the Order of the Ark. It is a special task force or unit responsible for teaching. The Crimson Council brings together some of the highest angelic energies from the Order of the Ark, brings them together for the sake of teaching in all realms and on Earth. The Crimson Council is what supports you in the work that you do. The angelic beings who come in to help guide you as teachers, to help guide you in your own life, to help bring you some of the new information that you have been storing for yourself to bring in at the appropriate time. That is the role of the Crimson Council. Then there is the Chambra University, which has been created as a support tool, a training and learning tool for Chambra, who are teachers. And you are all teachers in one way or the other. Chambra University was initially created in the non-physical realms over 2,000 years ago of time. And it has been incubating. It has been preparing itself for the work that you would be doing here on Earth if the new energy era came to be. And it has come to be. Then there is your new Crimson Circle Energy Company. It provides energy to support all of your activities. The Crimson Circle Energy Company is also the conduit, the flow mechanism that allows energy from the other realms, from the angelic and crystalline realms, to flow in and then to flow out to you on the earthly planes to support you in the work you are doing. Its facade is a company, a corporation, but yet a company that is open and accessible to all who wish to participate. Those who are responsible for the Crimson Circle Energy Company are responsible for the appropriate flow and order of energy back out to Chambra University and to the other entities and structures that support you in the work that you do. Make no mistake about it, Chambra, make no mistake that there is flow of energy, and then the energy receives structure or order out of what you would call chaos or nothingness, but what is truly potential. And this structure or order is important for the work that you do. It is basically a focus or a direction. It is the feeding through or flowing of potentials that comes out to be manifest in the physical world all around you and in the physical reality that you need to support your existence on Earth. There's nothing wrong with structure. It is very appropriate. But as you've learned over 7 years, the important thing about structure is to have it very malleable, very flexible and open, free to change its form at any time. It is important to move the energy into structure, ground it into the type of creation you choose to create, and then allow it its openness, allow it its ability to change and flow in response to you and the reality state that you are in a given moment. So often when energy is structured, it is applied to the moment, but then it is not allowed to be free to move into the next moment with you. So now you create something called history or baggage because you didn't allow a structure to freely move along with you. So there is the Crimson Council, the angelic order that supports you, the Chambra University, which is really the heart and the soul of the Chambra work, the Crimson Circle Energy Company, which flows and supports with energy, and there's one missing piece, the piece that we and you have been preparing for a long, long time, and quite intensely, for these last 7 years of time. You've had this thing called the Crimson Circle. It has been a loose type of organization. It has been a word, it has come to mean something. It has been preparing itself for the day of convergence. It has been preparing itself for the initiation. So today, for all of those who join us in any way, shape, or form, today we will perform an initiation. An initiation of the order of the Crimson Circle, of you. Today we're going to initiate the energy of Crimson Circle, and each who chooses to become a standard of the Crimson Circle. We've carefully chosen the word standard. In the past, we've used words like knights. We've used words like priest. Or we've used other secret type of words to identify each of those who participates in the order. We've chosen the word standard for each one of you who chooses to be initiated today. Now you understand why Tobias asked that there be no other initiations, meditations, or anything of the sort. We've been saving it for this moment with Chambra. A standard is a level of quality. A standard is a foundation and a pillar. A standard becomes an example to others. A standard is a beacon of light. A standard is something that brings in the appropriate energy at the moment. We choose with you, with a bit of reluctance perhaps, for the initiation of the standards of you, initiating you into the order of the Crimson Council. Now, this brings up some issues. If you are sitting here in this room, if you are physically present, you have been in an order or a secret society in the past, haven't you? And that is how we have known each other. That is how you and I have connected our energies. For some of you, the orders go back to the Essenes. Others, the Knights Templar. Others to the Brotherhood. Others to the Illuminati. And for some of you in particular, the Rose Cross. Orders are created at the appropriate time for humanity. Orders are created to bring structure, focus, organization, and manifestation to particular energies at a particular time. We know it brings up some issues with you and in particularly with my friend Kaldra, because so many of you have said never, never, never again. Yes, indeed, Calder and I did a bit of battle last night. He was in a state of high anxiety, as some of you are experiencing right now. If you feel your heart palpitating, if you feel the sweatiness in your palms and under your pits, if you feel a bit of anxiety, it is because you have been in an order before. And through those orders, blood was drawn, blood flowed, and it was usually yours. You were persecuted for your beliefs. You were persecuted for what you were trying to do at the time. Because of your experience with the orders that you loved so deeply, great pain was brought to you. And it wasn't just the blood. It was the emotional pain. The emotional pain for many of you of being asked to leave the order. The remembrance of what it was like to step before the council on earth at that time and be asked to leave. The feeling of rejection. Feeling of being put out from a group who you loved so dearly, who you committed yourself to so dearly, who you fought for, who you defended. But I ask you to take this moment to remember and to feel the energy of that moment when you were asked to leave and why you were asked to leave. And although it has caused difficulties and hardship for you ever since, there was a reason. My dear loved ones, you had grown so much in your own right. You had become so enlightened and experienced in your own way that the order itself was no longer appropriate for you. You were asked to leave to go out and discover things for yourself now, to go out and collect and to learn and to grow on your own, so that we could come back together again at this moment, in this day of convergence, with all you have picked up along the way, with your wisdom and your love, with the lessons you have learned about yourself and about humanity, and bring them back to this spot. You've been out harvesting life, learning life. You were the teacher who went out to become a new student so that you could return again once more as a new teacher. And that is why we asked you to leave. It was an honor, although it may not have appeared that way at the time. It was a blessing to you and to all that is. You've been on your own for a long time now. It has been lonely. It has been dark at times and difficult. But now we come back together in this convergence of Chambra to reunite, to bring our energies back together, to reform ourselves in a new way under the banner of the Order of the Crimson Circle on planet Earth. This is the first spiritual order, bar none, the first spiritual order of the new energy. We know that because we help to organize these. We know it because we see who goes out and who comes back. We see who organizes and who truly is in the new energy. So this is a particularly blessed day for all of us who gather here, initiating the first order of the new energy. You are the standards if you choose. We will do the initiation here in a moment, as soon as we review the way of the standards of the new energy. The way of the standards begins with self. It's first about loving yourself. For how can you serve others? How can you help others if you haven't learned to love yourself? So much of what you have learned in your loneliness since you were asked to leave the old orders was about discovering love of self. And in order to discover the love, you had to discover the darkness. You had to discover the rejection and the hatred and the loneliness so that you could come back here knowing what it was truly like to fall in love with yourself. And next, with self, in the way of the standards, is to follow your own truth. You've learned what it is like to follow the truth of others, and as Katumi would say, it sucks. You've learned that following the truth of others leads to a dead end, leads to anxiety and depression, leads to confusion within yourself. When you follow your own truth, it is clear, it is apparent, it is pure. In the way of the standards, it is also about trusting yourself. Oh, in these past 7 years, you've played with trusting everything else. Spirit, guides, your own mind, everything but yourself, so that you could understand now what it is like to hear that blessed inner voice. And it is not a quiet voice once you discover it. It is a voice that is so clear and pure that you know it's your truth. And in the way of the standard for self, there is also abundance. You've gone out in these thousands of years of time and discovered what it is like to live in lack and poverty, to live in a belief system of limitations. You've learned what it is like to be a beggar, to be a sufferer, You've learned what it is like to deny the flow of energy into your life. But now, as a standard of the order of the Crimson Circle, you accept the way of abundance. Abundance in every form of your life, with the appropriate energies flowing into you at the exact time and the exact moment that you need it. Not delivered on the wings of angels, not delivered as a gift from spirit, but as something that you're choosing and manifesting for yourself in your own life, and discovering that abundance is natural. Abundance is flow. Abundance is the expression of the love that you have for yourself. In the way of the standard of the order of the Crimson Circle, it is also about creation, and there are four points to creation. The first way is to take responsibility for your own creations. You've learned that nobody else is responsible for your life. You're not a victim. Nobody else is doing it for you. You set up an elaborate series of energy movements that allow creation, your creation, to come into your life. You can't blame it on anyone else. You can't be the victim to somebody else's abuse. The standard takes responsibility for their own creations. Point number two of creations is to give your own creations life and freedom. It is one thing to create something, it is another than to bless it with your life force, divine energy, and allow it its life, allow it its freedom. So often humans will create and then control, but that leaves a true lack, a true vacuum of energy, and a true imbalance of energy. But when you create something in your life, you breathe life into your creation, and then you give it freedom. It can grow. It can grow in ways that the human mind cannot even comprehend. It can grow into potentials that you don't even realize are there today. Giving life, breathing life and freedom into your creations is like the relationship between a parent and a child. Parents will birth a child, but they don't own it. Parent will raise a child, but eventually they must let it go, growing on its own. Now, the difference is that your creations are always yours, always part of you. So why would you want to limit? You want to breathe life into every creation. Breathe life into yourself as a teacher. Breathe life into everything that you abund into your life. Give it freedom to grow. Give it freedom of beauty and joy and expression, and it will come back to you many, many different ways. The standard of the Council and the Order of the Crimson Circle never limits their creations, never has expectations of the outcome. It is open-ended. You create, and then you never restrict. You allow it to keep flowing. All creations are flexible. The way of the standard is Nast. Point number four, Nast. Tobias talked about Nast the other day. Nast is a solution. Nast is the creative flow. Nast is an energy that has not been used in eons of time. And as Nast comes in, it bridges the divine and the human. And as a creator, as a standard, you allow Nast to flow in. Instead of being bound and restricted by problems and challenges, you simply allow Nast to come in, to present the clear and open solution. The way of the standard, the order of the Crimson Circle, there's also life. And the first point of life is to choose life. To choose life every moment and every breath. To choose that you are here on earth at this incredible time, this shift into the new energy. To choose life every day. To let your body, mind, nost, and spirit know that you are choosing to be here. When you choose to be in the physical body, it changes the entire composition of your energy structure, and therefore attracts a whole different type of energy to you. If you choose life, you will attract life-choosing energies to you. In life, the second point is to have compassion for everything. Compassion for yourself, first of all. Compassion for everything you have done. Compassion for every experience that you have ever had. Compassion for that moment when you were asked to leave one of the ancient orders, where it has been a heavy burden on your heart and on your history. Take a look at it now. Take a look at the love that your elders had when they asked you to leave. Take a look at the compassion that they had to ask the dear loved one and an honored leader to leave the very order that they'd helped to create with you. Have compassion for every person, every experience. Compassion for those who are victims and abusers. Compassion for those who are having difficulties and problems in their life because they are choosing it. Compassion is about honoring their choice and about smiling on the homeless person, smiling on one who is handicapped or crippled, smiling on those who are rich and powerful, smiling on all. That is compassion. The standard has compassion for everything and an understanding that everything is being chosen and acted out appropriately. In life, the third point is to accept the blessings of life. There are many. Life is here to serve you. Life is here to serve everything. It is filled with blessings. There are blessings abundantly around you right now. Blessings from Gaia, blessings from other humans, blessings that occur in every moment. Every person that you meet on the street, every person that you have a relationship with, every animal, every bird, every breeze that caresses your face is a blessing. It has a reason and a purpose in your life. Accept each and everything as a blessing, not as an accident. Not as something that just happens to happen, but as a synchronous event and blessing in your life. And you will start to appreciate life in a whole new way. As a standard of the Order of the Crimson Circle, it is also about honoring life as you honor yourself. And honoring yourself as life honors you. This is Yeshua's principle. This is about treat others as you would have them treat you. There is a reciprocal energy for everything. Treat life as you would have it treat you. Treat yourself well, dear friends. Treat yourself well. In the way of the standards, the Order of the Crimson Council on Earth is also the fourth category. It's also about teachers. That is what you are, teachers. And the first point is, be a teacher to all who come to you. And there will be many. And they will come in many shapes and forms. They will come to you in many different ways. They won't necessarily come just to sign up for a workshop. They may come as someone you bump into at the store, as a co-worker, as a child, a parent, a friend. They are going to come to you in all ways and shapes. The important thing to note here is they will come to you. The standard does not evangelize or preach because the standard honors. But the standard also knows that they will come to you at the right time. And then listen. Listen. It's not about preaching or even trying to teach. Just listen. You will know what to say at the exact right moment. You will be able to feel and sense into them at every level. You'll be able to connect with their divine self and their human self simultaneously. And you will know the exact right words to say. You are a teacher, and they will come to you. The second point in the way of the standard about teaching is to understand that you're a teacher of joy. It is not a duty. You're not being assigned to do it. You don't have to do it. This is not a hoop that you have to jump through. This is not a service that you have to endure in order to make it to your next level. You are not being asked by any of the angelic beings in the Crimson Council to do this unless it is your joy. If you teach because you feel it is duty, it's going to come across as duty. It's going to be struggling. It's going to be difficult. And your students will come to you with the same energy of duty, and it will be unfulfilling. The standard teaches in joy. The standard also, point number three of teaching, the standard also teaches without expectation of reward. There are no brownie points for this. You don't get a better seat in the Crimson Council. You don't get a better dream walk just because you've been a teacher. There is no reward. And the paradox is that if you teach in joy to those who come to you, everything will be there for you. But if you are doing it because of expectation of reward, the energy cancels itself out. Don't teach for reward, but then understand the reward is there in the now moment. And the fourth point for the standards regarding teaching is to teach Nost. To teach Deunost to all who come to you. And it may take a while. It may take months or years of time to get to the point where you can speak the words Deunost to them, to the point where they understand what it is like to complete the fourth leg of their human chair, to bring in the energy of Nost to join body, mind, and spirit. But you will be leading them and teaching them and guiding them through the process of Nost. These are the 16 points divided into four categories with 4 points each. And the standards, the way of the standards in the order of the Crimson Circle. It is now time for our initiation, and this is by choice. This is by choice. And it's going to be a silent choice for each and every one of you. If you do not choose today, you can choose at any other time. If you are not here in person, if you are listening in, you can choose now or later. If you are reading or listening to this outside of this now moment, understand that you are truly in this now moment. crossing through time and space to be here. And you can also choose now or later. This is a time for initiation as a standard in the order of the Crimson Circle on Earth. It solidifies the work that you've been doing. It puts it into an order. It puts it into a true and solid affiliation. I'm going to ask specifically that a certificate be created, and I will guide Caldra through the exact design of that certificate. I will ask that a medallion be struck out of metal, both bronze and of gold, that will signify this new order of the Crimson Circle on Earth and be made available. Yes, Caldra, there will be cost, but I'll be made available to those who wish to display it or to wear it, if you so choose. So, let us begin first by bringing in the corresponding angelic energies. We're going to bring in the energy of our dear friend Tobias at this time, and we're going to ask all the angelic beings to join on this very stage behind Caldra and Linda. We're going to ask that the energy of Katumi join us on this stage, and you will see in your third eye or feel in your heart that they have appropriately dressed themselves for this day. We're going to ask that the energy of O'ama join us on the stage this morning. And we're going to ask that the energy of Kuan Yin join us on the stage this morning. And finally, we're going to bring in the energy of Raphael to join us on the stage. And this completes the angelic beings from the Crimson Council who are going to be part of the initiation. For each one of you, Chambra, who chooses the initiation, there will be a corresponding angelic being who will come into your life, who will make an immediate and direct connection with you. Don't worry about names right now. Don't worry about faces, but you will be given or assigned a corresponding angelic being from the Crimson Council who will be here to work with you. It will not be a guide like you've known in the past. It will not be a runner. It will be your correspondent to the Crimson Council on the angelic levels. They will work with you to balance and to flow energies back and forth. They will be your angelic partner. No, they will not solve your problems because you don't have any. They are going to be a co-worker with you in your new role as an initiated teacher. So if you choose the initiation, they will be moving in as well. We're going to ask that six humans in total come forth to represent the human aspect of this order of the Crimson Circle. We're going to ask first for Caldra's energy to be a bit more humanly present on the stage right now. We're going to ask for Linda's human energy to be fully present, corresponding to the angelic beings who stand on the stage. We're going to ask that Andra, Norma, come forth and stand in front of this stage, helping to correspond the energies from the angelic beings. We're going to ask that Garrett come forth and stand facing the audience in front of this stage as well. We're going to ask that Janice Burney come forth and stand in front of this stage facing the audience so that there is a corresponding human energy with the angelic beings. And we're going to ask that John Kaderka come forth and stand in front of this stage before the humans, corresponding with the angelic beings, and you can let your instruments go here. We're going to ask all now who choose for the initiation as a standard in this new order to take a deep breath. We're going to ask David McMaster to take the chimes, to bring them up front, and to ring them 22 times as the initiation unfolds. We're going to ask that the harp music play because it's just beautiful. So, we'll begin the initiation as soon as the chimes start to ring 22 times. By the authority granted to me by the Crimson Council, in the name of all that is, in the evolution into the new energy, I initiate the Order of the Crimson Circle and each of you as standards. I am Adamus Saint-Germain.